everybody, and it's your girl Jasmine, and I'm back with another episode of Internally Woke. I now have a co-host, my sister Nia.
What's up, y'all?
And a temporary co-host, my nephew. I call him Papa Ro. His name is Romello. He's going to be joining us today, and we are back with another episode of Internally Woke. And I brought on a co-host because I felt like, yes, I am charismatic all by myself, but I think having the conversation, anytime I have on a guest host, the conversations just flow a little bit better. And so I thought, why not bring on my bestest friend in the whole wide world? So she's here today, so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. For those of you who don't know, we first start off the podcast with a little bit of hot topics, what's going on in the news, what's going on in current events, and then we go into the Internally Woke segment of the show. Here lately, I've been doing the Corona check-in, so that's just basically me asking is if everybody's doing okay, how everybody's doing during this Corona season. Yes, I know people are living as if Corona is not out here among us, but yes, Corona is still out here among us. I know a lot of people are getting ready to transition into whatever their school year is going to look like. A lot of parents are dealing with that, so hope everybody is doing okay. Hope everybody is transitioning well. And if you lost work, I hope you are finding work. So our first topic today is that WAP by Cardi and Meg, who kind of broke black internet. I can't say they broke the internet on the scale that somebody like the Kardashians or Beyonce would, but they basically broke black internet.
They absolutely did.
With that WAP. For those of you who don't know what WAP is, I will have you look it up. You can go to YouTube and watch the video and get the unedited version.
Yeah.
It does not stand for worship and praise. Hallelujah. You might worship and praise while you get the WAP. But that's not what it stands for. I love the video.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was really awesome.
I think the song is catchy. We were talking about it's how catchy the song catchy. Is. And then like once you get it in your head, it is stuck your head. A lot of people are saying that it's degrading.
I don't think it's degrading. I mean, I think women should be able to do what they want with their bodies because they're their bodies. For so long, they had to keep them covered up, you know. No pants, no this, no that. Be free in your body. It's yours at the end of the day. They don't have to like it, but as she said, it broke the black internet. And there are some women out there who can absolutely relate with the topic of the song. And I'm going to tell you, for me, I'm here for the song. I'm all the way here for it.
And I believe that, I mean, you guys know I talk about all the time on the podcast about my Christian beliefs, but I believe you can have a WAP and still be a Christian because God created you.
God made it.
He created you. And, you know, sex is not a thing that we should shy away from. Sex is not a thing that we should be ashamed from. It's just how we partake in it. We're not going to get into all that because we all do what we do because we are all grown.
Right.
But I think a lot of people saying it degrading are looking at it in a way of, if Kim Kardashian was on the cover of, was it Paper Magazine with her butt out and the, do you remember
butt
that?
Out and the cup
and
on
the champagne glass or whatever, or martini glass on top of her. Nobody said that was degrading.
Not at all. That broke the internet and that was fashion.
And Cardi, and a lot of people were saying that they were butt out on this, but I didn't see as much skin. No. As I would have expected from Cardi.
Exactly.
And right.
She was way more covered up than what I imagined.
Than what I expected.
Be.
And then people were saying, you know, she had the cheetah nipple covers. That, once again, the rest of her body was, it was a whole suit. The rest of her body was covered. So, like, and then another thing is, a lot of people tend to say when stuff like this comes out, what kind of image is she setting for younger girls? And here's my take on that. I have a daughter. My sister has two daughters. For my personal daughter, I kind of try and, what's the word I'm looking for? Not vent, but I try and keep her exposed to certain things and not exposed to other things. I wouldn't put WAP on for her to watch or for her. So she's not going to create any type of image for my daughter. So it's like, what are you letting? Because I don't even have regular YouTube on her iPad. She has
YouTube Kids,
and that's it. And YouTube Kids is filtered so that nothing rated E or anything like that can show up. So Cardi B sets no type of image.
Not at all.
Or example for my daughter. I'm the one who's supposed to set the example for my daughter.
Exactly.
And
if she's setting an image in your home, then that falls where it starts with
that's
your parents.
A problem
that starts
on you.
With you, okay?
Because we put the responsibility on so many people. I used to be a teacher, for those of you on the podcast who don't know, and so many people put the responsibility on teachers and people in the church and but learning starts at home, and so many people don't understand that. And so for you to put the responsibility on Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, that is very lazy of you.
And they are entertainers. Like, that is what they do.
That's
and I'm going to tell you full off, I am absolutely entertained. And later on, I'm going to be entertained by it again and again, because I'm going to watch it several times. It is a really awesome song. I like it. And, you know, everybody has their form of entertainment that they enjoy. Don't shade somebody else's because they like it more. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. However, I lost my train of thought. Sorry, I have ADHD also. What was you talking about?
I was talking about how setting your own example for your own kids and not putting the responsibility on entertainers.
Right. Do your work at home as a parent. Your children shouldn't be knowing who Cardi is. How else would they know who Cardi is? Are you sending them with people who are listening to Cardi? If so, you need to speak with them people. Are you listening to them in your bathroom when your kids are sneaking in? What are you doing as a parent? You can't put this off on somebody else. Take responsibility. Be accountable for your actions as a parent.
And
this is not Cardi and Megan's thing. Sorry.
No, you're fine. And I think that a lot of people take offense to something that wasn't meant to be offensive. Like, we know Cardi. Cardi, if you know anything about Cardi's history, you know she used to be a stripper. So if you don't like that type of content, why would you go watch the video in the first place?
Exactly.
You know, my mom is not a fan of Cardi. She's not going to see. If I call her and be like, what did you think of the WAP video? She's going to be like, what are you talking about? I have no idea. She might have heard something like if there was a buzz happened to come across CNN, because she is an avid watcher of CNN. But she's not going to go seek out that stuff because she's not into it. And then therefore is not going to be offended by something.
Right.
And so I think Kev on Stage and That Chick Angel were talking about this on their podcast, is what we define offense as. Offense should be when somebody does something to you
personally
or says something to you personally, and it has nothing to do with race.
Not at all.
It has nothing to do with an individual person. They are talking about their own body.
Their own body.
And I would rather it be them than some of these rappers who get out here and have the women butt naked, literally butt out, and talk about their body parts.
Nobody ever wants to say about that. Women's empowerment, if we want to get out here and speak about how amazing the box is, I feel like we should be able to do that. If
it's
yours,
ours.
Exactly. If it's yours, you should be able to do that with any part of your body. You know what I'm saying? Be proud of yourself. You know, self-care, self-love. It starts at home.
But it's okay if a man does it. That's not degrading.
It's
degrading for women to do it. I know Pastor YPJ, I think is his name, is somebody that a lot of people follow, and he has some good stuff out there, and he has said some great things, but he also referenced that this is degrading, we need to take things back. Now, would I say that this was exemplary of the black community? No. But at the same token, there are worse things in the white community that they choose to do. Well, I don't know if you heard of the YouTuber, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Went to that forest in Japan. There's a forest
from
in Japan.
From the movie? Where you go in there and like everything's just like crazy, like warps
no,
your
it's
mind.
A place in Japan. Oh. You know, people in Japan are riddled with suicide and depression because they work.
That is the forest.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A movie called The Forest.
Oh, and I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, girl.
Well, he is a YouTuber. Took his camera in the forest and was like filming one of the Japanese persons who went in there and hung himself.
He was filming him hanging?
Yes. And like,
wow.
It was a big controversy about it. But like, that's what you guys consider entertainment.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. I mean, this is like, there are gentlemen's clubs, strip clubs, skin places, whatever you want to call them. You know, shake dances. They're all over. They
and
make
have
money.
And have less clothes than Cardi and May.
Y'all pay to go see this. It's on the internet right now for the free. Why are you complaining? That's like getting free samples at the Costco. Everybody want a free sample. Come on, don't be like that. And I'd rather not see anybody dead and hanging, and I don't care who's filming it. That's not my judge. It's not my cup of tea. I think the song is fun. I think it's a good time. It puts me in a good mood. Makes me kind of want to get up and clean the house. Twerk a little bit while I'm cleaning. You know, just put you in a good mood.
I think anybody over the age of 18 who is a grown person who can have a conversation about sex without blushing, without getting, you know,
giddy,
squirmy,
nervous.
Giddy, nervous. If you like it, you will enjoy the song. it doesn't have its place. Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to listen to it to get hyped and in the spirit on the way to church. You know, a lot of comedians and stuff have songs they come out to. If I was a motivational speaker, it wouldn't be a song I came out to. But I mean, I think it is an okay song. I think it is a good song for what it is, for its category. It's in its own lane.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people are so used to trying to be in other people's lane that they're like, well, that's not in my lane, so I don't like it. Or, you know, trying to meet everybody else's standard of what's popular and what's popping, that we tend to be quick to downgrade people who do something that's so a step outside the box.
Right,
it's outside the box, so
it's not hurting anybody. So I mean, it's not your cup of tea, then that's fine. It's somebody's cup of tea though, so let them have it.
And I think a lot of it too is hating, because they're making money that some of us ain't making.
Super, exactly. And I'm not gonna lie, if I could have had that Kylie Jenner spot for the 2 seconds she was in the video,
Normani was in there, it was a lot of cameos.
I wouldn't have had my cheetah print on there too.
It was a lot of cameos in there. It was a one rapper in there, her name starts with the S, I can't think of it, but it was a lot of cameos in there. If I could have had a cameo,
please,
I would have took my cameo.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't care what anybody had to say about it.
Absolutely not.
I would have been in there getting it with my no button, everything. Okay. But that's it. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
I do not. Like, I kind of want to play it, right? I'm trying to repress myself because I want to get in.
Oh, I know. One more thing I wanted to bring up. Cardi says she don't cook, she don't clean. Because she got that.
Let me show you how I got this ring. Let me show you how I got it.
Okay. I know there's a lot of women out there who were taught that you have to cook, you have to clean, you have to follow all these standards to get a man. And now everybody's situation is different in how you approach marriage and how you approach your specific relationship.
Yes.
But I think that goes to show that everybody does not have to come to the table with the same thing.
Right. There are, there's different requirements. And I feel like the traditional, you know, I mean, even with sex, you know, not everybody wants to, what do you say on the movie, fluff the pillows, turn the light up. Not everybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for everybody. A woman in the kitchen, there may be a man that wants to be in the kitchen. And you know what? I'm not going to argue. You go right ahead, honey. Oh, you don't like my cooking? You want to show me a couple tips? That's fine. Oh, you just want to cook today? That's fine. Absolutely. But I know, you know, he has his little areas where he's good at. I have my areas where I'm good at, and we good. That's somebody's story somewhere.
I just wanted to bring that up because I know there's so many women who stick to the standards of everything a wife should do or a wife has to do. And I'm telling you, it's not the same for everybody. Find somebody that fits your piece to the puzzle. That's all I'm saying.
Don't try to force it, because if somebody into WAP, there's nothing you're going to do or say that's going to get them into it. But there is a man with the other qualifications and things that you're looking for that's looking for you. Pursue that. Don't try to force somebody into it. Pursue it and live a happy life with that WAP.
Amen. All right, moving on. We're going to talk about, it's a little bit old in the news now, but you guys know I skipped last week's podcast because last week was just the week. But I did want to bring up and talk about, speaking of what you bring to the table, Supascent and Lou. Let me give you a little background. For those of you who don't know Supascent, which by now I think everyone in the black community, whether you wear makeup or not, should have a good idea of who she is. She is a black icon, a black mogul. A couple years ago, I think I've talked about her before on the podcast, but a couple years ago, it was Black Friday sale she had, and within minutes, her products sold out and she had made $1 million. But she does have a makeup line called The Crayon Case, which has helped her. Besides being, she is a little bit of a social media influencer. She got really famous when, what was that app? Vine. She got famous when Vine was out. But off of that audience that she built from Vine, she then introduced her makeup line, which then just lifted her up to another level of success. And I commend her. She continues to be successful with The Crayon Case. I have not purchased a product, but I have looked into her products, and they are made for darker skin because she is a chocolate woman.
Yes.
And so I applaud, and her colors are colorful and they stand out on chocolate skin. So I applaud everything she's doing. On this journey, she did have a son prior to meeting Lou, which was her boyfriend at the time. They were together for some years, and then they had a daughter together named Leah. Recently, she found out that Lou had been talking to a 18, was the girl 17, 18?
Something like that.
Somewhere in that realm of 17 or 18 years old. It could possibly have been a catfish because when it came out in the media, the girl whose picture it was saying that that wasn't her picture. Somebody used her picture and catfished. No matter who was behind the camera or behind the messages, the age was given. And he was in a whole live relationship with a very successful black woman who had just bought a house for them, cars for them. I mean, like, not I don't want to say took care of him because there are videos and there is, you know, posts and stuff where he's done stuff for her. But, like, you got a winner on your hands. Now, we all have flaws. I don't want to hear nobody say, well, you don't know what Super does. That has nothing to do with nothing. Either way. What was he doing before he met her?
Right.
And did you hear about Lou before you met
her? He even made a comment, something to the effect of, like, she helped to turn me around or, like, turn me into a businessman or whatever. Like, I don't understand. Opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And you squander it over a high schooler.
And I hate to turn this into this, but I don't understand why black men, and it's not just us, but we're the ones who do it the most to our black women, continue to fumble the bag in such a way.
All the time.
Usually in the white community, this is not all the time.
Right.
But in some cases that we see in the news, the media, and in movies and stuff, in the white cases, the white man who was cheating on his woman, the woman is usually a stay-at-home mom or works, you know, her job or whatever. But still, the man usually brings in way more money than her. Right. Is usually responsible of, you know, providing for the household.
Everything is
like
in his name.
I'm not saying that gives him a right to cheat and do whatever he wants to do. But I'm just saying that's usually the picture you see. But yet in the black community, what we tend to see is a woman who is trying to do the opposite. She's trying to grind. She's trying to get the bag. Yeah. She's trying to hustle and provide and make sure that her children have and anybody who, you know, reaps the benefits from that have.
Right.
And then our men continue to go out here and do what they want to do. And I don't get it.
And especially when you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. Like, you say you want better. You want a woman who this. You want a woman on that. You'll talk about these. You have these little posts and stuff. You get on Facebook and you rant about women. But then you'll have one. And then you all chasing the next piece of whatever.
WAP.
You know what I'm saying? BAP. Whack.
You know D-A-P, what I'm saying? Dry.
Right. Chasing the next piece. And you're forgetting what you're leaving behind. Or is it that you're not forgetting? Or you just don't care because you think she's just going to be around? Because you think, I don't know, she doesn't have any options. It's not a man that's going to do right and take your spot happily. Y'all be tripping. And I don't understand y'all. Like,
and degrade
why?
Us. And then in turn degrade. Speaking of degrading, they degrade us so bad and talk about our attitudes.
Girl.
And how we approach situations and how we're this and how we're that. As if they didn't come from one of us.
Let me tell you what's annoying, though.
What did Tupac say?
Right. I can't do it verbatim.
Yeah.
I can rap it with him. I cannot do it
on your own, but yeah.
They praise Latinas for having these attitudes and how feisty they are and amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, we have the same kind of attitude. So why is it, was because we're not speaking a foreign language? That's not sexy. Like, I don't understand.
We don't look exotic.
Did you see
the interview with
Lil Wayne and 50? Yes,
and they were talking about looking exotic, and I talked about this on the podcast.
Lil Wayne looked mad exotic.
But
ET-ish and out of this world.
And a lot of people were saying Lil Wayne didn't say anything, but that's the problem.
But he agreed, though.
He was shaking his head and laughing.
And laughing. Yeah,
but
yeah,
not saying not something, not condemning 50 Cent for his part. And we all know 50 Cent is ridiculous. He is just ridiculous. But black men need to stand up for black women. And I'm starting to see it now because of the protester, the black protester who was just treated awfully, got out in the media. Forgive me for not being ready and having her name ready. But now black men are trying to stand up a little bit more for us. But like, we're thousands of years late.
We've been around. Like, come on now.
Why does it have, like you said, why does it have to take all that?
It does not. But we always, you know, jumping through hurdles and hoops trying to make sure you have.
We're always trying to lift them up.
Just a little support. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's asking too much.
I don't think it is either. And we're always trying to lift them up. We're always trying to do our best.
All the time.
Who holds down black men when they go to prison? The black women.
Right. Right.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Another thing that trips me out about it all, you know, these guys, and not all of them, but we've seen it. We've all seen it, especially with athletes. They get some money. They've been with this black girl in wherever neighborhood they're from.
Grew up in high school, went to high school,
you know,
together.
Get in the league, and then boom, you with an exotic looking something, or you're with a white woman. And it's just like, dude, like we were out there in the field with you planting that corn, planting that okra, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes time to reap, we don't get none of that.
And see, our attitude gets us condemned as the mad, angry black woman. But that same attitude a white woman has gets her success. It gets her that boost to climb the ladder in the corporate arena.
But for us, it's
looked down upon. For us, we're angry, afraid of us. At times on the job, we may get condemned for it. For not.
Also, that same attitude that can help boost white women in their industry is the same attitude that can in turn get the cops called on your black ass once you think you're going to do to her what you was doing to that black girl who held you down. Don't forget that.
And it's not all black men. We know
that.
No,
it's not all black men. But it applies to who it applies to.
And in the case of, like, the Lil Wayne and 50 Cent situation, it's like the same thing with racism. How we white people are quick to say, I'm not racist. But when you're in a room full of racists, what do you say?
Nothing.
And so for our black men, when you're in a room full of other black men who are condemning us and trying to talk down on us, what do you say?
Actually, you know what? I remember this clip. I used to be an avid America's Next Top Model watcher. 50 Cent was on a season. It was the season JL was on there. And I can't remember the Latina girl, but they was talking about Smart Water. He was like promoting Smart Water or something. He was all up in that Latina girl's face. So the mixed girl comes over. She's like black and Jewish. She even said something about it. She's talking to 50, and I guess she annoyed him because she was taking his attention from the Latina. You know, he pushed her in the pool, like whole life, pushed her body into the pool. Now, what if she couldn't have swam? That's how you feel it's okay to do that to a woman? Whether she was annoying you or not, you could have kindly asked that Latina to walk with you elsewhere and y'all could have had a conversation. Like, that was absolutely the most disrespectful, putting your hands on her like that.
Did you see the social media video where it was a group of younger black guys and one of the black guys was trying to talk to the black woman and she wasn't having it? Like, she was walking down the street minding her business. He approached her, trying to talk to her, trying to get with her. She wasn't having it. She was like, nah, I'm good, whatever. He hit her in the face with his skateboard.
Wow. It was a black girl?
Black girl. Black
and black boys?
Mm-hmm. And he had boys with him filming it. And laughing when it happened.
I'm going to go ahead and say this because I've been in a situation like that before. Like, in certain gas stations I don't want to go to. When I was talking to my son's dad about that, like, he thought I was just, like, being bougie or whatever. And I had to explain to him, no, it's not that. I've been to particular gas stations before, you know, just to go in to pay for my gas, go in to get a soda, pick up something for my grandma, etc. And I'm getting hassled on my way to the car, like, if you say, hey, and I speak back to you, let it just be that. Like, how you doing? Don't follow me to the car. Don't stand there trying to give me your number. Like, just let me be, bro. If I was interested, then maybe.
You would get more out of us.
I would stop and, hey, you know what I'm saying? Holler at you a little bit. Or maybe I'm in a rush. Maybe I got my kids in the car. Maybe my grandma's sick and need that Pepsi back because her stomach is upset. You know what I'm saying? If it's fate, it'll happen again. But don't chase me down. Don't hassle me. And God forbid I wish somebody would try to roll up on me and hit me with a skateboard.
It just puts the offense up. And then we don't want to holler at you because we don't know what your reaction is going to be.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen other videos that weren't not invasive, but as violent, where, like, they get cussed out and things like that. And it's just like, why does it have to be...
So that's so extreme. Like, that's hella extreme.
It's plenty of fish in the sea, and you get mad because one woman doesn't want you. I'm sure you'll find somebody out here.
Seriously.
Who wants you?
There's more than enough people. There's like billions of people in the world. Legit. Go outside your comfort zone. Leave the state. You know what I'm saying? Leave your city. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe too many people know you and know your past.
Right.
And history. And right. You still haven't changed. So,
right. You. Maybe you just whack.
Speaking of histories and violent past, Amber Geiger and her legal counsel, is asking for a reduced sentence. Now, for those of you who have forgotten, because I know, I can't say don't know. You should know this story.
Yeah.
Botham Jean, God rest his soul, was in his humble abode, minding his own black business. Door was locked. He was probably on the couch. I know he was on the couch. I think he was eating popcorn. Who cares about the specifics? He was minding his business in the home he pays for. And the door was locked. Amber Geiger, a police officer, comes home from a long shift, too tired to know where her door is. And I guess Botham hears the rustling around, like trying to figure out what is going on at my door. Gets up, goes to the door. And Amber, in turn, shoots him because she thinks an intruder is in her apartment. First, ma'am, you are having trouble getting into the door. So what in your right mind? I don't care how tired you are, unless you are intoxicated.
Right.
Even though they claim she went intoxicated and wasn't under the influence.
Yeah.
You are, after a few seconds, you would say to yourself, this ain't working. Maybe this ain't my door. Let me look around and make sure
anybody with common sense, the right door. Anybody with common sense.
Then on top of that, when somebody else, hey you, I'm talking too loud. Then on top of that, when somebody else who doesn't live with you comes to the door, opens it, that should be another indicator.
And I'm pretty sure he wasn't dressed in black pants and a black toboggan and a black shirt, you know what I'm saying, with gloves on and tennis shoes ready to bounce. Because if you're robbing somebody's house, the one thing you are not going to do is come to the door. Everybody knows that.
He probably go out a back window.
He probably was in his drawers with his Craig slippers on, smashed down at the back, and a white shirt on, watching the television. Because who don't want to do that when they get home?
I'm surprised she got sentenced at all, though.
I am, too.
With our justice system and with the history and past that cops have with their interactions with black people, I'm surprised she got sentenced at all.
Surprised she got sentenced, and very disappointing that they're asking for a lesser charge.
But now they're asking for a lesser charge.
Like, she did what she did. Like, that's crazy. Y'all literally have people locked up on weed charges for years and years. Like, that's crazy. Yet child molesters are getting, what, 6 months? Messing with a child gets less jail time than having some weed? Like, that is crazy to me. And then she bust up in this...
Okay.
She busts into this guy's house, murders him in cold blood, and now it's just like, oh, well, I did it, but no, it's no, you did it, but you did it and you need to do the time. Just like everybody else, there's a lot of people who have killed people by accident, and if you claim it's an accident, that's cool. There are people who have killed people by accident. There are ladies who have rolled over in the sleep and smothered their children in their sleep by accident, but it still happened. It still happened, and they got time for it. Do your time, honey. You did what you did. Make peace with it. The family tried to make peace with you. Make peace with it. Accept your fate.
Oh, yeah. The brother did something I don't think I would ever have done publicly. Now, I am a Christian, and so I probably would have prayed about forgiving her and worked through that by myself in the private and the comforts of my own home between me and Jesus. To publicly go up and hug her never would have happened.
I would have pushed her. I would have held it contempt, I probably would have fought her.
Okay, to me that's, have you heard
Christian
the song?
Christian or not.
Have you heard the song Coonin?
No.
To me that's Coonin, and if I could without getting flagged on YouTube, I'd play the song right here, right now, because to me that's Coonin. I'm not gonna go up here and hug you. Because, like, to me, that saying, and I know I'm probably reading too much into it, but to me, that saying, what you did was okay.
Yeah, right.
And that's not what forgiveness is.
Right.
Forgiveness is saying that I'm not going to hold on to that and make that the center of my attention and let it bring me down.
Right.
And continue to seek revenge on you. But it's not, and it's never saying that it's okay. Forgiveness is never saying that it's okay.
And if you look at it, you know, in a standpoint, like if these were children and like, okay, let's say one child pushed another child off the jungle gym, the other child broke their arm, you know what I'm saying? That child needs to know that that's serious. That is not how you play. Have you not been teaching them anything? Did they teach her anything in the academy? No, I think they taught her exactly what if they're teaching them by yourself at the academy. Shoot to kill. Shoot the kill. You confused?
Even
shoot
when
the
you're
kill.
On off duty.
Even when you're off duty.
Even when you're kill. In the wrong.
Even when you're in the wrong. Shoot the kill. You thought somebody called you? Shoot them. Shoot them. Shoot them. Oh, they switch lanes on you and get out the car? Shoot them. They might have been getting out to apologize. They might have been getting out to tell you, hey, your gas cover is open. Your trunk is open. Some people do stuff like that. Like, some people are just like that. Some people are just nice. But you know what? We wouldn't know. Because guess what? You put a bullet in them.
And the worst thing about it is that they have people on the force, black and white, actually, which makes it even worse. Black and white, who, it's kind of like a secret society where if you do something, we'll fight and we'll do everything to cover it up and to make sure that you don't get the flack and the justice that needs to be served for this case.
And we see it in movies. Because it's real.
And I read an article about this white guy who was actually got on the force to be a good cop. Something happened where his partner shot another a citizen and wasn't supposed to. So what they did was that cop had another cop bring drugs out of a locker evidence, put them on the scene. And so when this good cop tried to tell people, they moved him to a different department, demoted him, lowered his pay and everything. But he kept trying to fight, kept trying to bring justice to it. That's and they crazy. Said, they told him that you're working either to never have a career again, because if you don't work as a police, you know, everybody on the force knows somebody in every other arena. So we'll make sure that
all the
you
Klan's
never
people spread out everywhere. So
they were like, we'll make sure you never work again. And either that or we'll kill you, basically, without saying it. Yeah. I mean, and it's like, but why? Are police above the law?
I think that's what they think.
I'm getting ready to go to law school for 3 whole years to learn the law. And police, how long is, what is it, 6 months?
Academy, it's nothing
it's
long.
It's like a couple months to become the police to be able to enforce
basic
the law.
Law enforcement training.
I don't even enforce the law when I come out with my law degree. I just fight it. So to enforce it, you just get a couple months. So no, I think they need to make an example out of Amber.
Absolutely.
Make an example out of her.
Absolutely.
And leave her be. Let her sentence be.
And the thing that I think hurts the most for me, I am positive that God would have been like, oh, dang, no problem. It's cool. Because she was trying to get in the wrong apartment. I'm pretty sure.
She did not have to shoot automatically.
He would have been like, oh, nah, you cool. Nah, this is my joint right here.
Yeah,
and
this
it could have been
I'm
on the fourth floor. And it could have been that. And you know what? And they may have seen each other passing by. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Who knows how the situation could have turned out for the both of them. It could have worked out for both of their favor, truthfully. But we'll never know. We'll never know that story because she didn't give him a chance. She didn't give him a chance at all.
Yeah, and I think that it's sad, but yeah, she needs to be made an example of, so.
And I don't care if you are that, if you that skittish, you that afraid, man,
you
that
don't
you just reach for that gun immediately.
Cop.
You
I say don't. That all the time.
Cops are always put in dangerous situations, and I think only the ones that can handle themselves should be doing it. They're to protect and serve, not shoot to kill. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Go to the military and do that. Go to war if you want to shoot some people. The police force ain't, that's not what that is. That is not what that is. You want to shoot, go to the gun range, bro. But you don't just be shooting and pulling out on people like that. Like, that's crazy. It's crazy that y'all think that's okay.
I say that all the time. I say it all the time. I'm too skittish to be a cop.
Girl.
Because I would shoot first. And you know what? That tells me, don't go to the police academy.
I couldn't be an EMT. I could work in I could work in the medical field. Mm-hmm. But I know I can't do EMT. I can't see that trauma and the stuff that they roll up on. I know I cannot handle that.
There's just some things you should know going into it that maybe it's not for you. I know I don't like being in the hot sun all day, so I would never try to go into construction. I know that I don't like plumbing stuff, so I would never go into and be a plumber. Mm-hmm. I know that I am skittish, and if somebody broke in here, the first thing I want to do is shoot. Right. So I know I shouldn't be on the police force.
And honestly, if anybody should have been shooting,
it should have been Botham.
It should have been him.
It should have been by the
way. Somebody's trying to break in your crib.
I'll tell this quick story. So on where I live, on my where my apartment is, there's this back, not really a back road. It's the main road. So my back door is off of the main road. My next door neighbor, all of our back doors on this road are off the main road. So my neighbor had got dropped off. And I don't know if she was drunk. I don't know if it was just dark. She wasn't paying attention. And she walked up to my door and tried to get in. And I immediately thought, I'm getting ready to be bossing Jean. This is it, because I'm sitting on my couch. I have my blinds open. It's dark outside, so I probably should have closed my blinds, but I'm glad I didn't. At the time, it's dark out, and I see this white girl jiggling the handle on my door and then peeping in, and I'm like, oh my God, this is it. This is it. I'm about to go out like Botham.
And it's a shame.
I'm about to be the next Botham
Jean. That's the thought that comes to your head, not even like, oh, is it the delivery? Somebody, you know what I'm saying, dropping me something off? Is this Amazon? That can't even be the first thought. It's automatically danger. That's crazy.
And so I didn't even get up to go even try and figure out what was going on. Because if she was going to shoot me, she's going to shoot through that glass.
You know what I'm saying?
That door. Because I was not getting up to try and figure out what was going on.
Through that blind. Hey. Wrong house.
She eventually got the picture and realized like there's no black woman that lives in my apartment and left. But I laughed because
she realized it and left. That didn't no black person live there. Why didn't ever do that?
I laughed because the other day I was walking home on the back sidewalk and I was down on my phone not paying attention, and I looked up and I was halfway at her door. But granted, the same thing would have happened in the reverse. If I would have made it to the door, ain't no telling what would have happened to me. They would have probably shot at me.
Pull the gun out on her. Moral of the story is the black person gets the gun. Why we got to be on the side of the other side of the barrel? Like, words don't work anymore. The words not work anymore. And you know, and let me tell you something that I think some of y'all don't know. You know, they make tasers and like them little long cattle prods and whatnot. They have pepper spray. There are lots of other things.
I think people forgot about
that. I think they did. Lots of other things that you can use to defend yourself, and you don't have to take a life. You don't have to pull out a gun.
Who knew?
Who knew? Because I'm going to get a cattle prod myself.
Amber didn't know. Amber forgot.
Evidently, she had the gun, so it didn't matter.
She didn't know.
Because let somebody come to my door and they trying to jiggle at 3:00 in the morning, I'm going to right kindly open that door up and I'm going to hit you with the prod real quick. And I'm calling the cops as you lay there shaking on the ground. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to pull you in. I'm going to call the law and let them have you. You're not going to do it. I'm going to let you live and see another day. I don't want to murder anybody. That's crazy. The moral of the story is she murdered an innocent man.
And wants less time.
And doesn't want to be penalized for it. That is insane.
And I hope and I pray she does not get
it. I hope she don't either. You know what I'm saying? And I'm even saying I hope they jump on her in prison. Because I don't want that. I think her having to face this time enough is damaging her little ego and her poor little feelings. And her parents too.
And embarrassing, I was going to say, embarrassing her white little family.
Embarrassing the family. And that's what I think it is. Like, she killed somebody at the end of the day. She took a whole life from this earth. An irreplaceable life. Goodness gracious.
Well, that's all we have for current events. The last thing I want to give out is my little internally woke spiel. For those of you who don't know the meaning of internally woke, everybody wants to say that they're woke. Everybody wants to say that, you know, they are woke and they know what's going on in the black community and all these. But a lot of times woke gets tied to conspiracy theories, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I mean, some stuff can be believable, some stuff isn't. But one thing that I want us to realize is that before we're woke and try and wake up other people, we need to be woke within ourselves. We need to know what our issues and what our flaws are and work on those before we try and work on other people. So my internally woke snippet of this week is to do business with research. Do not try and start a business. I don't care what kind of business it is. I don't care if you're providing a service. I don't care if you're providing a product. Please, please, please.
Please, ma'am.
He agrees. Please do your research. Please do your research. I own a nonprofit called Driven in Heels. Even though it's called Driven in Heels, I service women and men. And we help you do the research. I know a lot of times you don't know where to start. You don't know what to do. Guess what? We can help you. I'm not the only business that does that, though. It's so much out here. Google the information that you're looking for. Google what it takes to get your business off the ground. I know you want to hurry up and get those coins. I know you want to hurry up and grow your following, your audience, and your customers. But please, please, please do your research. There is a business called, what is the name of her business? Oh my gosh, let me look it up real quick on Instagram, who is getting ready to be sued by the FTC, the Attorney General of, I think, Maryland, and another government agency, because she's been scamming people. Dana is her name. Dana Chanel, owner of Sprinkle of Jesus.
Lord have mercy, not the Lord.
Now let me tell you, Dana Chanel has 742,000 followers. Sprinkle of Jesus has 153,000 followers. I'm going to say allegedly, because the case has not went to the case has not went to court yet. I am speaking on it because I am not a victim of the situation, but there is a Facebook page called Dana Chanel the Scammer. I don't know if you can see that. Right here. It's called Dana Chanel the Scammer. I spent like 30 minutes on this page the other day just reading about things that she had done to people and how she had scammed people out of money. And I'm not saying she didn't do research, but to me what it sounds like is she got an influx of clientele and did not have the wherewithal and the means to service all these clients. And instead of just coming out and telling the truth that she couldn't handle it and she couldn't do it, she in turn scammed them. So my internally woke snippet clip of this week is, please, if you're gonna start a business, do your research.
Don't be so excited to get a seat at the table that you look up and realize the seat you have is at the kiddie table, okay?
Amen.
Do your work.
Amen. That has been another episode of Internally Woke. I am Jasmine LaShawn. This has been
Shania Janae.
And we hope you enjoyed the next episode. See you guys next week for another episode of Internally Woke.
Peace.